Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever struggled to find the right gift for someone special in your life? If so, you're gonna really appreciate this next story because it's about finding so many gifts for your loved ones that you pretty much never need to get them anything ever again. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Melina. I'm 9 years old and I live in California. And this is my story, The Gift That Never Stops Giving.
Happy birthday, dear Grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Thank you for making my 90th birthday so special, everyone.
Time to open gifts, Grandma. How about we start with this one from Margot?
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Oh, how very sweet of you, dear. Let's see now. I'll just unwrap this gift and, Twister? Read the room, Margo. This is a terrible gift to give your grandmother.
Margo,
sorry.
Has this ever happened to you?
It did just now. There's gotta be a better way.
Well, now there is. Introducing the gift that never stops giving.
The gift that never stops giving?
That's right. Regular gifts can be hard. First, you have to listen to people to find out what they want. Then you have to spend countless hours searching for the right gift. Even then, there's no guarantee they'll even like that artisanal set of nut butters you got them for Christmas.
But my nephew said he liked almond butter.
Purchasing the gift that never stops giving means you never have to waste time with any of that ever again. With one purchase, you'll have all the gifts you could ever need. Right now!
Sounds great. But how does it work?
Why don't you check your front door and see?
Yes?
Delivery from Argo.
A package. Thank you. Guess I'll open it. Wow! When I opened the gift, more gift boxes magically appeared inside.
That's right. When you open the gift that never stops giving, it multiplies to your friends and family, and then to their friends and family, again and again and again and again. It's all thanks to our patented endless gift technology. When asked about it, 3 out of 5 doctors told us, "How did you get this number?"
Wow, what an incredible value. I can just take one of these gifts out of the first gift and give it to my grandmother.
Now you're getting it. Let's try that birthday party again, shall we?
Happy birthday, dear Grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for making my 90th birthday so special, everyone.
Time to open gifts.
Here, Grandma, this one's from me.
Oh, how very sweet of you, Margot. Let's see now, I'll just unwrap this gift and, Oh, this gift has 4 more gifts inside of it. How fun. Here, friends and family, why doesn't everyone take one?
Oh, okay, sure. Here we go. Gift house.
Oh, my gift has even more gifts in it.
Mine too.
Cool, huh?
But there's nothing inside these boxes but more boxes. What's the deal, Aunt Margot?
Oh, I just, Announcer, what do I do?
Looks like you didn't pay attention, Margot. I never said you'd get better gifts. I just said you'd have all the gifts you need. Now our magical multiplying boxes will be your only gift solution for every occasion, like retirement parties.
20 years at the company and this gag gift is all I got?
Baby showers.
There's no room in the nursery for all these boxes.
Even Valentine's Day.
Another box? Brandon, is there an actual gift in here?
There might be. Just keep opening them.
Okay.
And so much more.
You know, I'm really starting to have second thoughts about
this. Come now, and we'll ship your gift that never stops giving for free. Actually, we probably don't need to. It's only a matter of time before someone gifts one to you.
Huh? Be right back, everyone. A huge pile of gifts at the door. Is there even a person in there?
It's me, the delivery person from earlier. Can you sign for these or call for help? I can't see anything. The boxes. Please make it stop. Make it stop.
Who's that, dear?
Everyone get in the car.
But what about the gifts?
Forget the gifts. Nobody open anymore. That's what they want. Don't you see? Everyone get in the car.
Why does your van smell like crackers?
Margot, what's gotten into you?
Look, the neighbors' yards are buried in boxes too.
Margot, where are you taking us?
Away from those gifts. If we don't open any more of them, maybe the commercial will end.
What commercial?
Never mind, Grandma.
Look, Aunt Margot, there's a man by the side of the road waving his arms. I think he needs help.
Sir, are you all right?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Can we help you?
I do need help. I just need to give you this gift!
No!
Take it, just take it, I beg you!
Never!
Please, my guest room is totally full. What about my Airbnb? Please!
That was a close one.
Look, sis, up ahead, there's a giant roadblock of gifts?
All right, everyone, hang on to something.
Hey, Margo, slow down. What are you doing?
I'm getting us out of here.
Well, I never...
Look, everyone. There's a cave near the side of the road. We'll be safe in there. Okay, as long as we stay in here, the gifts can't find us.
Aunt Margot?
Yes, nephew? What's that in your hand?
It's rude to turn down a gift.
No, don't you open that.
Sorry, I can't help it.
No, stop.
Grandson,
put it down. No. Put it down.
Yes, the gift that keeps on giving. It's inescapable.
Not you again.
Order now and we'll include more gifts, and more gifts, and more gifts, and more gifts.
Just call our toll-free number.
Call 555-5888. The gift that never stops giving. It's really great.
No, it's not!
Call now.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story. We read them all. You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First, a shout out to Emmy, an 11-year-old in New Jersey, who sent us the story, The Disco Dancing Office Dudes. And here's my favorite detail from this story. There is a squirrel in the story whose name is Donkey. And also in the story is Donkey's, that's the squirrel's, brother's, sister-in-law's, babysitter's, grandma's, dog's, mailman's, third cousin eight times removed's, ex-grocer's best friend, whose name is Mule. Incredible work, Emmy. Next up, from 7-year-old James in Virginia, we have a story called Bug Day. And the story's pretty short, so I think I could read the whole thing to you. Ahem. Every Friday, people bring bugs candy. This keeps the bugs happy so they won't crawl in your pants. The end! Incredible story, James. Shout out to Mateo, a 6-year-old in Texas who wrote the story Creepy Campers. And this is a pretty incredible story about aliens and camping, but I wanted to point out the ending of this story, which is one of my favorites I've ever read. It goes like this. But then something else happened. Frankenstein. And that's how the story ends. And no, Frankenstein had not showed up in the story as of yet. Great twist, Mateo. And finally, a shout out to Liana, an 8-year-old in New York, who sent us the story, Major League Food Fight. And this story is a no-holds-barred, knockdown, drag-out food fight between two teams. One called the Tangerines, and their bitter rivals, the Horseradishes. You are definitely going to want to see who wins this food fight. And to find out who does win it, you are going to have to read the whole story. To read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Melina, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Gift That Never Stops Giving was adapted by Andrew Miller and features performances by Eric Austin, Chris Ferry, Giovanni, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Jasmine Romero, Andy Vega, and Jamie Watson. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Has this ever happened to you? Has you ever happened to this? Has happened ever this to you? Has ever you to happened this? This happened ever to you has? Happened to you this ever? You happened this ever to has? Has. Happened has this to you? Ever to you happened this.